If you're over 40 and want to be the best version of yourself, Fit Over 40 with Coach Clarence is here to help. Clarence Ferguson is a seasoned loan officer, fitness expert, personal chef, and entrepreneur who leads a revolution of men and women who want to live their best life going into middle age. Inspiring dialogue, challenging topics, and industry leaders are here offering tips and how-tos to improve your life. Now, here's Coach Clarence.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to Fit Over 40. I'm your host, Coach Clarence. And man, it has been a minute since I have been on the screen, since I have been in your face, and a lot has happened. We are now in 2024, obviously. And my team got blew out yesterday. Everybody wants to know how I feel about it. So let's talk about it, okay? Guess what? The Cowboys are who we thought they were, to borrow a phrase from former coach, I believe it's Dennis Green, when he said, we knew who they were and we let them in, okay? We knew who the Cowboys were. I have said this the whole time. I'm a real fan. Like, I'm not in my emotions. I'm not delusional about the Cowboys. Cowboys beat weak teams, and every team they lost to, besides the Cardinals, which really throws us for a loop, they lost. They shouldn't have lost to the Cardinals, but whatever, every given Sunday, some shit will happen. But it's just scary. The Cowboys did what I thought they would do. They get in these big games. The other teams are well prepared. I don't know what's going on with the coaching. And by the way, this is not a political or a sports podcast, but damn, sometimes you got to talk sports and current events. Cowboys just suck. It looked like the who'd they play? I've already forgot. That's how bad it was. I'm trying to forget this memory that was yesterday. Green Bay. Green Bay has kicked our ass every single time. When I saw that they were playing the Green Bay Packers, I was like, fuck, we're through. You know, it's like, here we go again. So I had no expectations, but I at least thought they would put up a fight. Dak had great numbers through the years. Through the season, he was awesome. But I know Dak. Under pressure, he folds. He throws picks. That's what he does. In my opinion, Dak won't be there next year unless Jerry's really high and he really wants to put some money behind him and maybe gets more players. I don't know. But you can't say it's the players because they've got some great players. So it's not the players, right? Maybe it's the guys on the field. You know, they've got great players. Hold on. Did I turn my phone off? Every time I start recording these, it's like, okay, yeah. Anyway, phone is off. All right. So, man, I don't know if Dak will be there. Quite frankly, Jerry Jones needs to sit back and let somebody else run the team. That's what I really think will happen. But enough of that. I'm not on here to talk about the Cowboys or politics, although we got a big election. Listen, folks, both of these factions are crooks. They are beholden to the people who pay them. They will throw fodder at you to get you pissed off, to get you to vote, to get you to say, oh, we got to make sure this guy's in power. This guy is run by the same people. Although Trump's got a little bit of an edge, he's a little different. Maybe he won't be ran, although he's running to his own tune. That's my politics. You can decide what you want. I'm just telling you, I've been an independent this whole time. That's why I don't stress. But I don't also let the politics fuck me up, get me all bent out of shape about what's going on, because it's just not worth it. Man, 2024, halfway through the month, people are doing their New Year's resolution. The gym is packed. I went in to work out the other day and the gym was packed. I love that, but I also know come February, I won't even see half of those people. It's the 10% to make it. You know why, folks? Because you're fucking doing too much. You're going into your New Year's resolutions with the wrong idea of, I can do this in this many weeks, and you can't. Set it up. Well, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You cannot swallow a fucking elephant. Quit fooling yourself. Take your time. Set realistic goals. What's a realistic goal? I'm just going to go to the gym for 3 days a week. Maybe I'm going to increase my steps from 2,000 to 3,000. Stop watching these Instagram models and these fucking people on the internet telling you you can do it in 6 weeks. You can't. Now, listen, full disclosure, I have ran many successful 6-week programs, but it's a jumpstart. It's to get people's feet wet. It's to get them to build habits. That's why we do those. But nothing's going to happen in 6 weeks other than you can get sore, you can learn a few habits, and then you need to build momentum. And those who are weak are going to fall off. Set realistic goals. Hey, I'm going to attempt to go to the gym twice a week. That's not a big goal. Hey, I'm going to attempt to track my food. There's all these fucking apps and all these things that are cool that you don't have to do. And I'm going to talk about one of my friends and her company, Meal Prep. Yes, I do meal prep, but I support other meal prep companies. And I am a coach and I do get coached by other people because you need accountability, folks. You need to be accountable. Just what it is. Man, so much going on 2024. Politics. People losing their minds. The police are still shitty. What else is new, right? So in today's podcast, it's just me ranting a little bit. I'm going to talk a little bit about credit because a lot of you are walking into this year assuming that fat meat ain't greasy. And fat meat has always been greasy. You need to review your credit. I can't tell you how many clients I have found. I'm literally dealing with two clients right now, both who had some shit that's popped up on their credit. Things they don't know or things they forgot about. This is why it's important to check your credit at least a minimum of 2 times a year. Yes, you can get on. I forgot the name of it. Jeez, I'm drawing a blank and I talk about them all the time. You know, they send you alerts. They say, hey, this just popped up on your credit. Those are great for monitoring your credit. But have a real pull and let's dive into what's really on there. There's MyIQ. There's a lot of great companies that will tell you who's looked at your credit, what's on it, what you need to be concerned with, all those good things. Okay. All those good things. All right. So where are we going here? People have been reaching out about their New Year's resolutions. Everybody's, oh, I'm going to do it. This is the year. And I see the same pattern. First of all, don't bite off more than you can chew. Meaning, if you are successful in the wild and you take down an elephant and you're a predator, you don't go, we're going to eat this all. Now, if you're in a pride alliance, yeah, you can eat it all in one night because there's like 100 of you. But if you are a person, you got to take a few bites, save some for later, meal prep. Imagine killing an elephant, how much meal food you'd have. Now, I know that might be gross to a lot of people, elephant meat, but I'm just using that as an example. I'm saying a lot of ums. I don't like that. I know what I want to say, but I'm trying to partition it, if you will. So, fit over 40, what's going to be happening with us this year? Same formula. Okay. If it's working, it's working. I'm going to have some of the top level coaches, top level people in the industry of fitness, finance, and mindset. Okay. Who are going to be dropping gems that you can use to elevate your lifestyle, okay? Speaking of that, today's podcast, and now I got to put on my glasses because I'm blind as fuck. Anyway, is by Complete Cuisines. Healthy, convenient, and it's local. I have met Jenny. I met her at a networking event, and we've become fast friends, and she provides an amazing service that I want to share with you. You could do paleo, keto, and gluten-free options. They're all available. Complete Cuisines is in Scottsdale. It's based right out of Scottsdale. They do meal prep and they deliver. They offer a wide variety of delicious meals delivered and it comes right to your door. You can have it delivered to your door. I do because I use it. And guess what? I have a meal prep company and I get sick of cooking. So I'm having someone else do it for me. Alleviates the problem. Your meals are done for you. She offers complete meals, or you can just buy the ingredients and put your meals together, which is what I do. Like, for example, I'll buy my proteins from her and add the other elements so I already know what I need, my macros are, and I can measure it out. Okay. This is Complete Cuisine. Jenny is the coach there, and she is making a phenomenal food. Her food is delicious. I'll give you an example. I don't like chicken breast because it's normally dry. Very few people can cook it the way I like it, but Jenny cooks it the way I like it. You can go to www.completecuisines.com and Jenny will hook you up. You got to order by Friday at 12 o'clock. She delivers on Monday. changes the menu every week. She's the bomb. I recommend it. I'm also going to have her on the podcast so you guys can meet her and figure out who she is. Great gal, great service. Love what she's doing. All right, on with the show. So what are we talking about 2024? We're talking about improving your lifestyle. We're talking about making your world a better place to live in, and you live in your world, and that world is your head. What's your mindset like? How many books are you reading? How often do you turn on the TV and turn it off? Now, you can't see it, but in the background, Tampa Bay is right now beating the Eagles 13-0. Now, by the time this show comes out in the morning, maybe a different score, but it's muted. But, you know, listen, sports are a nice distraction, but we're watching millionaires play. Are you, what game are you playing in your life is the question. What are you doing in your life? Let's talk mortgages. Big talk of rates going down. Rates may go down. Rates may not. Who knows? Who has that magic ball? If you know him, have him subscribe. I want to follow him. I want to interview him. No one has the magic ball. But what I can tell you, and I've said this all the time, rate is what you talk about at the pool party. Rate is what you talk about when you're bragging to your friends. Ooh, I got 3%. Ooh, I got 4%. The payment is what's real. And does it fit into your overall financial strategy? That's what matters, okay? The way we teach our clients, does this fit in your overall strategy? If not, you're just wasting time, okay? It's what it is. So right now, debt is at all-time high. Credit card rates, all-time high. Use the equity you have. Get your debt under control, okay? And guess what? You can refinance in a couple months when things change. But if you're sitting on the fence about buying a house, you need to buy a house, because if you can afford the payment, the benefits clearly outweigh what the interest rates are. It amazes me how many people are like, the interest rate. And I'm like, who gives a fuck what the interest rate is? That's what you brag about. Can you afford to pay it? Are you looking at the interest rate you're paying on that apartment, which is 100% and you're getting nothing of it? You're not getting the equity. You're not getting nothing, no tax benefits, nothing. And don't get me wrong, I'm currently paying rent, full disclosure, but with a plan, okay? With a plan. If you have a plan, you're like, look, I'm paying some debt off, or hey, I got to do X, Y, and Z, blah, blah, and then I'm going to buy it. That makes sense. But if you're just renting because you're under the umbrella of, yeah, rates are high, I'm gonna wait till rates go down. Boo, boo, boo. Guess what? When those rates go down, there's more buyers who are probably more qualified because you didn't follow my advice. You didn't get your credit looked at. And now you're screwed because you have no idea what's on your credit. All right, I'm gonna jump off the mortgage train. But I do want to talk about something that's really been bugging me a lot. And it's phantom credit. What is phantom credit? Phantom credit is when you can get those places like Klarna. There's a bunch of different names for them, but you basically, they break your payments up into four payments. Interest is hidden sometimes. People are taking on debt and pushing it off till later, and they're not realizing. Now, us as lenders, we don't see that on our credit reports. But you're sitting there harboring a lot of interest. And we're like, well, why can't you put extra money down? Why can't you do this? Well, because I got that phantom credit. I got that, you know, hey, four payments, you know, and it's enticing because you see something you want online, you want to buy, and you don't have all the money right now. Or maybe you do and you just don't want to part with it. So you go, ooh, break it up into four payments. I'll do that. That's that phantom debt. We want to watch that. You want to be careful with that. You want to constantly be monitoring. Is this really important? Now, maybe you're planning a big cruise in a couple months and, hey, you got to buy it now to get the special deal. That makes sense. But again, make sure you are not putting yourself in a bind. You're getting too much debt, because what they don't tell you is when you don't pay, they're going to come at you. They're going to screw up your credit. And then when you go for regular credit, that's when they show up. That phantom becomes a real thing. So we don't want that. Okay. But anyway, so much is happening in the world today, but I do want to talk about something really quick, because I fix credit. I deal with people with bad credit, and that's one of my missions. I want everybody in my database to buy a house. And I've got a pretty big database. So, man, if I can make this happen, it'd be a great year for me. Let's talk about how you can get a 720. Yes, ma'am. And yes, sir. A 720 in 30 days. So obviously I'm looking up because I'm looking at my notes, because you got to have notes. You got to be on track. You can't just be rambling. Okay. Lenders. What do lenders typically look at? They look at a FICO system that has a score. It pumps out a number based on several factors, credit usage, credit utilization. Is your debt ratio higher than normal? Are your credit cards maxed out? Have you had late payments? All these things matter in the thing. Also, too, do you have big trade lines with more credit? You know, how do you get your credit score up? The easiest way is to obviously become an authorized user, but you got to make sure the person that you're picking has good credit and they're managing their cards right, so you don't get on somebody else's junk patrol. Okay. Number two. Add trade lines, get bigger trade lines. You may buy a car. Maybe you get a bigger credit card. There's a lot of things you could do immediately that can bump your score. Number three, pay down those balances. Maybe you have a $500 credit card and you have it maxed out at 480. Drop that down to $100 and you'll see a jump in your credit score. There's a lot of things. And I want to be very generic. There's a lot of things you can do to get your FICO up in 30 days. Okay. Adding trade lines, becoming authorized user, paying off debt. Let's negotiate with some of these people. Listen, when you have a debt on your credit, someone has bought that debt and they bought it pennies on the dollar. So we come in, we say, listen, this person's got a little bit of change. They want to make this right. What do you want to sell for? And a lot of times they'll just sell because they've already bought it for pennies on the dollar. Okay, so when a creditor calls you and say, hey, I'm representing so-and-so from ABC company, they already bought that debt. They know what their bottom line is, and you can go in and just make a deal and make it happen. Okay, that's what we're talking about here. Very simple. I'm not going to get too crazy with this, but if you want your credit score to go up, there's several strategies. And again, I'm being general because I don't know what your credit looks like. I literally have borrowers who have excellent credit in terms of they make all their payments, nothing is late. They might be sitting at a 690 and they need that high 700 to get a better rate. And there's little things that we find that we can fix on their credit report, rescore them and get them up to the top. That's what we're talking about here. All right. Just to be quick here, not going to spend a whole lot of time on this podcast. I have some great guests coming up. The following weeks, me and Laura are going to get back together. I'm looking forward to that reunion. Laura is amazing. She's my partner in crime. She's my producer. She is just the rock, the glue that holds this crazy thing together. I've been doing a lot of just personal stuff and rebuilding, taking a break, thinking about the brand, what we're doing. Follow us on YouTube, Coach Clarence TV. Follow us on Instagram. I have two channels, Coach Clarence is the YouTube channel, Coach Clarence TV, actually. And then on Instagram is Coach Clarence One. And then there's Clarence Ferguson, Clarence M. Ferguson, actually. Yep, that's it. And then that'll keep you in the loop. That'll keep you informed of what we're doing. So today is just a quick hop on, just shoot the shit a little bit. Let you know that we're here. We're going to be coming real strong here in the next few weeks with some great guests, some new people. Just keep inspiring people. I love the feedback we're getting. I love the feedback from last week, the show we did last week about the self-employed credits you can get if you filed a certain way, how you can amend your taxes and make money on that. Make sure you go back to that episode. Follow us. Stay informed. I'm not a person who's going to talk about all the things you see other people talk about. I don't do the gossip, and I'm sure that helps your ratings and all that, but there are people who are already doing that. There are people who are already killing it in that market. So why do I need to do that, right? I want to be entertaining. I want to be educational. I want to be inspirational. Very important for me. So without further ado, that's what we're doing today. Just want to hop in real quick, a little filler before our next podcast, which will have a guest. And when necessary, I'll come in and say what I need to say. It's 2024. Set your goals. Be aggressive about them. Find goals that make sense. Find goals that you can stick to. And how do you stick to your goals? Being realistic. If you want coaching, you want help, maybe you just don't even know which direction to go. Go to www.coachclarence.com. You can set an appointment. We'll jump on a Zoom just like this. You'll see my face. It may be ugly and scary to some people, but you'll hear me live and we'll talk about your shit. I'll share my shit with you and we'll come with a solution. All right, folks, just some entertainment. Real quick, I'm going to get back to this game. And now, since I've been on this podcast, the Eagles have scored 3 points. So we'll see. When this comes out, it may be somebody going home, somebody, nah, who cares? Not a sport podcast. I'll leave that to the guys doing really well with that. But I just wanted to hop on and just have some fun and talk a little bit, talk to you about mortgages. We already talked about right now. We're in a debt crisis. People need to pay their debt off. As far as fitness, set realistic goals. I know these gyms, it's frustrating. A lot of you want to lose weight. It's always one of the number one goals. A lot of you want to feel better. And you overdo it. You just make goals that are just not realistic. If you've been sedentary for the last couple of years, you're not going to go do 7 days in the gym. You're not going to do it. That's why a coach comes in. A coach can help you set realistic goals so that you can be successful. All right. Anyway, I'm not going to bore you guys. Like I said, short and sweet. Coach Clarence, I'll see you guys next week. Fit Over 40. I'm your man. Subscribe and like, share with somebody. And we'll see you winning
Thank
this
you for
year.
Tuning in All to right, another peace. Enlightening episode of Fit Over 40 with Coach Clarence. We appreciate each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. If you enjoyed today's discussion, don't forget to share it with your friends, family, and colleagues who might benefit from the wisdom shared here. If you haven't already, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. We're committed to bringing you the best content, and your support means the world to us. And hey, we'd love to hear from you. Your feedback is invaluable to us. Drop your thoughts, suggestions, or topics you'd like us to explore in the comments. Your input helps us continually improve. Lastly, if you found our podcast insightful and helpful, please consider leaving us a glowing 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. Your reviews inspire us to keep delivering exceptional content. So, once again, thank you for being a part of our incredible community. Tune in next time for another dose of inspiration, and until then, stay curious, stay inspired, and keep evolving. Remember, results are typical.